Yeah.
It strikes me as interesting that, I mean, even before he leaves the home, he has this strong sense that Mrs. Obano is possible. It seems, you know, strange where he gets this, such a strong confidence there.
Yeah, there are places where the Buddha also says, there's this which is born, surely there must be an unborn. There's this which is not peaceful and is entangled. Surely there is that which is peaceful and unentangled. So it's like he's just using logic and having this confidence. You know, there is this birth, aging, sickness, death. Surely there must be something that is not subject to birth, aging, sickness, and death. It's a logical inference in the beginning. But then, of course, that's what his, say, awakening experience is, a confirmation of that intuition and that motivation to find that which is beyond the ordinary and the mundane. So yeah, the Buddha is quite exceptional in the history of religious tradition. You know, of course I'm biased, but to feel that, you know, the Buddha is really willing to push himself beyond the comfort level of putting up with what is basically bearable. I mean, it's kind of like Freud, for all his, you know, insight into the nature of mind in the, say, 19th century, you know, he basically felt that, you know, what his teaching could do would get you to, you know, a basic level of human suffering. Free you from some things, but it get you to a sort of ordinary, normal level of suffering. And the Buddha wouldn't settle for that.